Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research, as we do every single day. You gotta stop yawning, bro.
I'm not yawning.
Okay, purple stick.
Here, no, I'm hot.
Here's one, oh, okay, two, three, hey. Four, five. No, take no, something. No, wake
those,
up.
Those are all empty. I haven't used all those. I got one right here.
He uses all my inventory, and then he wonders why we run out of inventory, and all the customers get mad at me.
Yeah, you guys don't realize. Don't get mad at me. All these boxes are empty.
Mad at him. He's using all your product.
Great product.
Yeah, I hope you guys are having a great morning, staying strong and healthy as always. And be sure to be signing up for the free weekly newsletter on thebrowershow.com. Told you guys here, this is one of the best sites we've been putting together as far as giving you the latest updates on the podcast and the downloads. Contact us, watch live, get updates. Be sure you're signing up for these updates on The Brower Show for Team Health Masters and thebrowershow.com to get you guys the latest that is happening every day. And also be sure the product of the week, the zinc glycinate on sale. You guys know how good of a product that is. Anybody that took that with zinc and D3 and vitamin C stacked with the zinc during COVID knew how effective that was at keeping your immune system strong. That's one of the reasons why that kit is so effective and why we push it so hard, because it's so simple to take, it's so cost effective, and yet it works so good. So be sure to check that out on the website at Team Health Masters. It looks like my battery's going to die, so I'm going to have to plug my computer in. I just found that out.
Oh, you're dead, man.
It's
you're
dead.
Down.
I'm at
it. Have you got your
printer? I got my card with me, yeah.
Let's do it
on there. Battery. There we go. Anyways, what's your first story where I plug my computer in?
It's interesting. President Trump signs an executive order to create strategic Bitcoin reserve.
I saw that. Interesting, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, it's interesting. It is that. But, I mean, we've been telling you guys about this digital currency stuff and how bad it is and how easy it's going to be to track and how horrible that is, because it's going to tie together with that Chinese credit score.
Exactly.
In fact, a real ID goes into effect May the 7th, 2025. And we got to explain to you what this means. This is a really good article by S.E. Gunn. And it gives you all the names of the bills that are being done right now. And it says, instead of going to the Senate for a vote, he's the president for signatures law, House decided to include a bill that must pass. American Immigration Lawyers Association pointed out there was no hearings or debate on this legislation. In addition, by attaching it to a must-pass spending bill, it did not receive an adequate level of scrutiny for importance and impact. They also claimed this action prevented Democrats from fully participating, which is no big deal. They won't really care anyhow. Between 2007 and 2009, there were three attempts to recall the Real ID Act of 2005. All attempted but failed.
Yep.
In 2021, the Real ID Modernization Act was passed. This act revives the Real ID of 2005. It basically standardizes the information for each state collects, forces states to create a database of driver's licenses and state ID cards they issue, forces states to make their database available to all other states, sets rules providing non-citizens real IDs, and gives maximum limits on expiration dates of driver's license and or state IDs. This is a big deal. You know, here's what minimum information, photo ID, document shows your date of birth, social security number, one or more documents show your real name and your address, whether you're male or female, your current driver's license, state ID card, your signature, and the evidence of citizenship. You have to have it aboard a plane, enter military bases, or enter secure federal buildings. What if you're not a U.S. citizen? Well, then you have a problem with all of this. But if a person represents evidence that their clause is different things, an alien real ID issued under clauses may be reviewed as status. Now, also, the Department of Homeland Security is building a national database through this act, supposedly. And what does it mean for you? If you travel by plane domestically, or you don't have to, or you have, you don't have, or want to buy a passport, you will need a real ID by May the 7th to continue traveling by plane. If you visit military installations and do not have a military ID or passport, you'll need a real ID. If you visit secure federal buildings, you will need a real ID. An age-restricted video, which must be viewed at YouTube. There you go. Now, here's what's interesting. A couple of years ago, I was flying to St. Louis to visit a friend of mine, and I basically got to the airport, got my ticket, had my boarding pass, went through security, and then when I went to go through the checks as far as the x-rays and all that kind of stuff, they stopped me, and they said, you don't have your sex as if you, whether you're a male or a female, on your boarding pass.
Yeah, everybody told me that.
And I looked at them, and I said, dude, you can tell I'm a dude. This is we're not doing gay here. We're not doing tranny here. This I'm Ted Brower. Here's my thing. It doesn't matter. And I had like 20 minutes now to get on this airplane. he goes, you've got to go back to the ticketing counter. They've got to fix your ticket, and they've got to put down that you're a male. And I said, you've got to be joking me. So I had to run back up the escalator, run back over to the ticket counter. They said, well, you can forget it. You're not going to make this plane. Let's at least try.
Yeah.
And so I did. I ran back down. I literally had 3 minutes, and the person I was traveling with was at the gate holding the door, asking them to wait. I didn't think that was possible, but she did it. And I thought, wow, that's crazy. And she stopped the plane for just about 4 minutes. Let me get on it. And I thought to myself, whether I was a male or a female, this is messed up. And that's where this is going with this real ID, Austin. Well, if you don't have all these little things fixed on there, you're going to have a problem.
Well, I'm going to experiment with it. So I was able to extend my driver's license and not have to get a new driver's license or a new photo or new ID years ago. I managed to somehow fall into some weird twilight zone. My driver's license is still valid until like towards the end of 2026. I don't know how I did it. My photo on there is still from when I turned 21, like a child.
You do look like a child.
I did, but I have intentionally done this experiment because I found this out in 2005, this real ID thing, and I've continued watched it over the last two decades, and I'm not going to get a new one. Let's see what happens. Now, I can still fly because I do have a passport. So I'm going to experiment with this when this whole thing falls into place and see really how strict they're going to be about this because, A, I don't want a chip in my driver's license. B, I don't want to comply with anything because, quite frankly, I don't remember voting on the Real ID Act of 2025. Do you remember that? Do you remember when we voted on it?
Yeah, about like voted on these stop signs everywhere.
About how we voted on the speed limits, too.
And about how we voted, you know, to have all these subdivisions put in around us.
Yeah,
we told them we don't want them.
About how we voted to not have any roadway infrastructure in Florida expanded, but we've had over, what, 2 or 3 million new residents.
Oh, more than that.
And no, just in the last, like, year and a half, 2 years.
When I was a kid, there were 7 million people in Florida. There's like 40 million now.
I don't think it's that high.
It's close. Well, we got to remember a lot of these undocumented illegals. They're not on the rolls.
Well, you're right. That's state. Individuals, as far as people, the residents here. That's not including all the tourists and people that come down here and stay half the year.
I guarantee you, with all the illegals that are in this state and all the tourists that are down here right now, especially during spring break, we got 40 million people right now popping at the seams. We went to Orlando yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It's spit on the floor.
No. We went to a car show thing, and I was there with Austin and, you know, Hunter, and we got on the road, gridlock, lockdown. And we're looking at each other like
Interstate 4. From Central Florida in Polk County all the way into downtown Orlando. So we had to take many different back routes, different ways that we knew, little strategic pathways that we know in Florida to try to get around stuff. And it's – you literally have –
Some very questionable, by the way.
We're not going to talk about those.
Remember that time I told you I took that little back way and I got stuck in the truck and this really nice Mexican guy came out and pulled me out with the chains?
Listen, if you have four-wheel drive.
I had four-wheel drive.
You got to try it out. You got to test the limits of what your four-wheel drive system can handle.
As I'm sitting there praying, stuck in the mud, I said, Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I will never take this shortcut again.
And that specific shortcut.
I said that.
That specific.
And then I had two tow trucks trying to come get me. They couldn't find me. They said because I was more than 15 feet off the road, it wasn't going to be a tow. It was going to be a recovery.
If you're not at least 15 feet off the road, were you even having a party? I mean, let's be real. Like 15 feet off the road, I slightly pulled off.
If I have a blowout or a car or something else, I'm going to be a lot more. I'm going to go as far as I can before a ditch shows up.
You're about 150 yards off the road where you're at.
About 100 feet. But the crazy part about it is if you get a flat tire or whatever, if you can find a nice flat spot to change the tire, get off the interstate.
I've told this friends, family, if you have a problem with your vehicle, if you have a problem with a tire, a lot of times you'll see in interstates, they'll have, you know, the dip off with the grass, but a lot of times they'll have a flat spot or they'll have little access roads. Do whatever you can, because I've had friends that were law enforcement and they've talked to me in detail about accidents that have happened with people broke down on the side of the road and officers getting hit and also civilians getting hit with people passing them at 70 miles an hour. Where you're on the side of the road, you got cars passing with 70 miles an hour and you're
trying to change tire.
2 feet, 3 feet away from the cars. It's just not a good idea.
I mean, one time I remember I was in the RV and I had a trailer on it. Yeah. I had my truck on the trailer and we blew out a tire on the trailer.
Yeah.
3.5 hours later. This is Interstate 75 out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
3.5 hours later, AAA shows up.
Yeah.
3.5 hours. By the time AAA showed up, I had already disconnected already taken the truck off the trailer, disconnected the trailer, hooked the trailer to the truck. And then they came in and changed a tire for me,
yep.
And they said, oh, well, we don't recommend you put the truck back in there because we don't have a spare for you on that. I'm like,
guys are as useless as anything. Well, three hours.
One thing
with people flying by me at 80,
well, that's
90
why
miles
one thing
hour.
Down here in Florida now, they put together, and I do like this. They have the road rangers all up down the interstate now.
Yeah.
With the trucks, as far as they're just state paid. And they basically will stop every time there's a car that's disabled or broke down.
Every
they
time
flip their lights on, they flip the sign on.
If I'm in my truck and I have to pull over and I have to get off the road, I get off the road if I can, if there's not a ditch or if it's not wet.
And
I will do that.
I get pulled over for some random reason because I'm allegedly doing something. I don't ever pull over on the side of the interstate. I will always take an exit. You will never see me pulled over on the side of the interstate. I've never done it. I will take the exit, or I will take the grassland. I will get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 feet off the road if there's not a close exit. If that's happening, you're getting pulled over, turn your hazards on or turn your right blinker on and basically let them know that you're taking an exit. Take a road, make a rest stop, take an exit, go to a parking lot or go to a gas station. But being on the side of the road, I'm not going to do it.
Well, it's unbelievably dangerous.
Yeah. But also, too, in other news, this is something that's interesting. Dad and I were talking about this earlier now, how we suddenly have – this massive media hysteria over measles again, right when RFK Jr. gets into his position.
This is the petrochemical industry. This is Pharmakia. This is the satanic group that runs the
drugs.
This
is all over mainstream media now that a New Mexico adult was infected with measles and died. Now, here's the problem that I have found. I've researched this all morning. The age, the demographics, the comorbidities, the weight, the prior pre-existing conditions, nothing's been released. They simply said that the individual was unvaccinated and didn't seek medical help immediately and died. Dun, 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 dun. The reason why I'm bringing this up...
They could have been 100 years old.
That's stupid. Then the reason why I'm bringing this up is, do you understand how many people die every single day in the United States of infectious diseases?
Oh, thousands.
Staph infection, all types of other infections. All day, every day, people die. This one person allegedly dies from measles with zero info on background, and it's making mainstream headlines almost every single... AP, Reuters, everybody's covering it today. The reason why I'm covering it is to understand there's a reason why this alleged measles is getting so much measles coverage, media coverage, right now after RFK came in and slammed vaccines. You understand that measles pops up in cases every single year, every single week, every single month, all year long. You understand that, right? You can pull up the CDC reports on it. Measles happens all the time. The reason why they're covered, like, there's 159 cases in Texas now. Bum, bum, bum. You need to get your MMR shot immediately. Bum, bum, bum. I know people that have emailed me now that have been asking me what to do about this and if they need to get the shot and if they need to get their kids the shot.
You know what makes me angry? And this it does. It makes me want to spit. Is that if they could just produce a clean virus,
exactly,
a clean vaccine without a bunch of adjuvants.
Single-use ampule, not a
without a bunch of aluminum in it. And just give you some dead measles and put it in your system, let you produce some antibodies against it. Okay, whatever.
And that does work. In the research they've looked at, that does work.
But when you basically just give them an MMR shot, and we know it causes autism, period. Don't start on me. You know it. We know it causes autism.
The CDC got caught covering it up.
Yeah. And yeah.
I mean,
they were burning files.
They were burning files. Burn bag.
It happened with black young boys at 18 months. They had the statistical analysis to prove.
This is the same thing. There's also the other one that I've always ever looked at and understood, because I got it as well, as a single vial ampule, and that's tetanus, because tetanus is very deadly if it's infected and you don't catch it. So you get lacerated with a razor blade that's basically rusty, or you're working, you step on a rusty nail. There's all types of factors with that. The problem that I have with the issue with tetanus is, again, they got to put it in the DTaP vaccine. They don't want to give you a tetanus shot by itself. DTaP, diphtheria. You remember the last time you heard of anybody getting diphtheria and pertussis?
This is the money, bud.
It's all about sanitation now. Sanitation got rid of a lot of these problems. We talked about it yesterday. So, again,
flushing toilets.
Yeah, imagine that. Toilets, we're not throwing out feces in the middle of the street anymore.
Well, a lot of people had outhouses when I was still a kid.
Yeah.
And they don't have that anymore.
No. So, again, look at the real research that's happening. Look at the real risk and make your own educated decision. I'm not telling you what to do at all. Never tell you guys what you do, what have to do. I'm not Anthony Fauci. If you don't trust Austin, you're denying science.
Trust the science.
Come on. Anybody that's that arrogant and that cocky to say something like that, you should discount anything that they say, period, in my opinion. Because it's just the arrogance knows no bounds in these clowns.
Okay, I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know, I'm going to say it anyhow.
What are you going to say?
It's
Friday, so send it.
I'm going to talk about narcissism.
Narcissism.
You know, and I'm going to talk about it from a dating standpoint.
What? Yep. How's that tie into measles?
Because of Fauci.
Okay,
This is a major deal. You know, I've gone out in the last few years since Sharon passed away with several narcissists, like Fauci.
They're as bad as Fauci?
As bad as Fauci.
No way.
Yeah,
Not as bad as Fauci.
Yeah, they were bad as Fauci.
Fauci is like the pinnacle.
And here's the biggest problem with narcissists. They're like somebody who's very arrogant. When they walk into a room, everybody wants to leave. They darken the room when they walk in. And, you know, and
that's so, not like Fauci.
No. And then what you realize very quickly is that they always think they're right. Always.
All the time.
And the biggest problem with them, especially if you go out with them, if they do something really bad or very egregious or something that's completely against any kind of standard social.
They can never admit to it.
They can't admit to it. They can't admit to it, and they will never apologize. And all they want to do is throw and hurl insults all the time.
Well, counter accusations too.
No,
that's the best thing they do.
And if you've ever dated a narcissist or gone out with a narcissist, if you're married to a narcissist, you'll learn very, very quickly that you're not going to be able to reason with them. You're not going to be able to talk to them. You're not going to be able to have any kind of discussion with them because they're always right. It's kind of like these people that are caught up in know-it-all gear. You know, it's like your gear shift is jammed to know-it-all. And no matter what you say to them, they're an expert. No matter what you say to them, they're going to tell you what to do. No, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Tiberian racehorses out of the southern tip of Siberia. It doesn't make a difference. You make something up. Oh, I know all about that. Well, that really doesn't exist. I just made it up. You go, oh, no, I know all about that. You don't understand. And they start saying, here's what happens. And you're like, wait a minute. No. And then you show them that it doesn't exist. Well, no, you don't understand. I did the research. And you're like, what's wrong with you? You made a mistake. Just own it. Sometimes, you know, I'll be on the show. I told you a few weeks ago, you know, I said I didn't think the Kennedy be put in. I told you I owned it. I said I was wrong. I apologize. I thought it would happen. It didn't happen. A narcissist will never, ever apologize. Have your Fauci say, I'm so sorry that I misled the American people and caused millions of deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I remember hearing that. Never.
He's never going to say that.
He always deflects it. That's like the old CIA spook mantra. Admit nothing. Deny everything. Make counter accusations. That's literally the mantra.
No. And so
that's what they do. They will not admit to anything. They always make counter accusations. And that's what we saw with Fauci.
So if you find yourself dating a narcissist, just say goodbye. That's all I can say.
Speaking of narcissists and the federal government and what we did to Syria now, I just watched the videos last night. They are in a full-blown civil war.
Oh, we helped them out, didn't we, Austin? Didn't we help them?
I'm bringing this
up. I know.
This whole thing with the
CIA.
All the CIA, all the gun running, all the crap we did as far as bringing in the goons in there to basically destabilize everything, dismantle everything. This is another 48 people were killed in a gun battle as far as the middle of a gunfight, as far as the Civil War last night. Place has gone like into full chaos mode. I mean, this is crazy. And so what's crazy about this is when you start watching what we do in so many countries, it's sad because that was exactly what they wanted to have happen as far as the CIA. We've done this with dozens and dozens of countries. And now, I'm sure we'll have a new puppet leader to put in there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that Trudeau is Castro's son.
Oh, from Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
I've heard that before. I can't verify that.
I think he's got some issues. But man, he started crying in a press conference the other day.
Well, he's queer as a $3 bill. He's about as gay as it gets.
I can't believe you just said that on a
phone. Well, I mean, I'll stand on that. Look at his body language. All you talk, I want everybody to know Canada what we're doing. I'm like, you shut up. That is embarrassing. I can't watch you. It makes me nauseous. I'm like, dude, you can't get any more gay than this. And then the Canadians that we have that are customers, they're great. I love them. They can't stand him either. All my Canadian customers are like, dude, get rid of this guy.
Well, he went into a meltdown. He basically –
Of course he did.
And it says Trump reduces Trudeau to tears. Canada's outgoing prime minister cries at the press conference after humiliating tariff war with the United States.
You know what he needs to do? He needs to get blood work, get his estrogen checked. Need to go DIM estrogen control and some tribulus, bounce out his hormones. He's a clown. I still remember when he said, nobody, if you get the shot, you can actively participate in society. If you don't get the shot, there's going to be punishments. And I'm like, are you really talking right now, dude? Like, you got no place to talk about anything.
And then you got Macron over there in France, and he's married to that dude.
Yeah, he's gay, too. He's gay as a gay.
And by the way, both of these people were put into power by the Rothschild
Banking
Cartel. which controls England, by the way, and it just is what it is with these guys. So he's basically now being forced to basically leave the prime minister job, and Trump's his best just absolutely hammering him all the time. And I think it's funny because now we want to make Canada. And quite frankly, and don't get mad at me, Canadians, I got this whole deal. Now, you got a bunch of provinces in Canada. You probably got, 8 or 9 provinces. You know, we got all the way across Canada. You know, if we added 8 states like we did with Puerto Rico to Canada, we could actually make Canada much better.
Oh, I would welcome Canada. Mm-hmm. You know what you guys will absolutely love is when that Second Amendment kicks in, y'all Canadians that love hunting and love training and love operating.
You're getting your guns back.
Oh, yeah. You guys like belt feds? Just come to the United States. We love you guys. Come here. Come enjoy this freedom.
By the way, Trump has suspended security clearances for workers at a firm central to the Russian hoax. Good for him. Yeah. I love it. President Trump on Thursday stripped security clearances from a law firm linked to the 2016 investigation into the ties with Russia. It's an absolute honor to sign, said Trump, as he put his signature on an executive order suspending clearance for staff at Perkins Coal. What they have done is terrible. It's weaponization. You could say weaponization against a political opponent, and it should never be allowed to happen again. And the order said the firm's dishonest and dangerous activities had affected the U.S. for decades, and it said it had manufactured a false dossier designed to steal an election. The firm has been a thorn in Trump's side for years. It's one of the major law outfits that have signed on to represent plaintiffs suing the Trump administration, just as it did during the president's first term. It was also linked to what Russia called the Russian dossier. So I'm actually glad that he did this, because we had to listen to 4 years of that garbage. I mean, it's just all fake news. And a lot of it was basically brought on by Hillary and the
guy. Oh, yeah, the CIA. Clinton.
Never forget Benghazi and what she did with Benghazi and what she did with Obama and the rest of these guys. So you got to realize this. Oh, by the way, this plane that crashed in Philadelphia a few weeks ago, the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, said the flight's black box never even recorded the audio. The plane's crew was in communication with air traffic control tower at the time of the accident, and no distress calls were made prior to the crash. Whoa! The plane's black box also did not record the audio of the crash. Of course it did not. You know, the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on the Philadelphia crane crash in January. It killed 7 people. That which found that the plane's cockpit recorder never recorded it. The medical plane was operated by Jet Rescue Air Ambulance, carried the pilot, a co-pilot, a physician, a paramedic, the patient, and the patient's mother. The jet was also equipped with medical equipment. You know, this is really a big deal, because that flight data recorder is supposed to be tested on a regular basis, Austin, to make sure that it works.
Oh, yeah.
Just like when we have, you know, annuals on the plane that I used to own. I had my 210. We had to go in every so often. There was basically a distress beacon that would go off if you had an impact. And it had to have the battery checked. It had to be checked. Everything had to be checked, because it sends out an emergency signal in case you have a crash. Not having the flight transit recorder, Austin, is unbelievably negligent. It really is.
It is.
It really is. Because now we don't know what happened and what led up to all of this stuff. So what a mess for all of that. It really
is. This is interesting news. I got to do more research on this guy. Dr. Marty Makary is now the pick as far as to lead the FDA. He's been a heavy, heavy critic of what happened during the COVID-19 response, including what was pushed with the vaccines. However, he does praise and support a lot of vaccines, which I'm not really sure how that floats and whether or not he's looked at all the research on it and the tie-ins with autism. I don't know. I'm doing more research on this guy, but I know he's a very big critic of the way everything happened with COVID. He also is a huge, huge proponent of free speech and blasted the censorship of scientific opinion. Essentially, he's been, you know, in front of the hearing. One thing that I did see, though, that he covered that was very interesting, he's been very vocal about the health effects of pesticides in the food supply, also fluoridation in the water supply he has not been a proponent of, and the overuse of antibiotics as well. So we might have a little bit of change in the FDA, but I'm not going to hold my breath on this one. We already know the revolving door of the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry is so close-knit. It's pretty disgusting.
They're entrenched.
It really is. So we'll see what this guy does. But the fact that he's actually praised some vaccines makes me question whether or not he really believes this, or if he's doing it to fit the narrative, too, to try to keep both sides happy while he gets nominated and basically gets the confirmation. I don't know, because I know what I've seen from anybody that's in these positions, you got to play the game. You really do.
Well, the game is being controlled by the Kabbalists.
Right. So you got to know how to play it. Yeah. It's a big game. Just like you can't talk about that one certain country that seems to control everything that we do all the time over in the Middle East.
You know, there was a movie that I'm not suggesting anybody watches. There was only one good scene in that entire movie. It was a song they sang. It was very well done. And it was basically Cabaret. You know, with Liza Minnelli back in the 70s.
I haven't seen it.
That's a twisted up movie. It shows Berlin from 100 years ago.
Oh, the crazy stuff they had going on.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. And I'm not recommending the movie. And what's interesting about it is when you stop and you watch it and you realize how twisted, how messed up it was. And then one guy, he's a real pervert. He's singing and he's like leading everything. And he starts talking about money. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Money makes the world go around. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And when we understand that, we start to realize that if you don't understand the Bible and what the Bible says about this, you're going to miss out on this. Because there's nothing wrong with money. I mean, we got to pay our bills. We got to buy Purple Stick inventory to get Purple Sticks back to you guys. Then you guys support Health Masters, and it makes a big difference as far as keeping us afloat.
Yeah, if you don't use all the inventory, man. I mean, I got to keep up with the inventory.
I do use the Purple Stick.
I got to do another batch now. They're all gone.
We are running low on
purple sticks.
I got to get some more made. But the thing about it is that's the thing with the Bible. And the Bible is so clear about this stuff. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. Jesus says that, and there's a reason he said it, because if you go and listen to the series that we did with Angel Wars, Satan was running around like the entire universe, the galaxy, doing all kinds of trading and deals. And then all of a sudden, he got all wrapped up in this stuff and thought he was more important than he was and decided he's going to do a coup d'etat against God Almighty. It didn't work out real well for him. Ended up being bad for all of us. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, you got to make sure that you don't allow things to possess you. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. But I'm going to say something to you. I heard an evangelist say this one time. He said, you know, stuff is okay, but you got to maintain stuff. You know, if you've got one Corvette, that's a nice car. You got two or three Corvettes, but now you got a little collection going on. You get 200 or 300 Corvettes, you got to have a mechanic full time just to make sure the things stay running on you. It becomes more and more and more complicated. Jerry Seinfeld has an entire, you know, parking garage he bought in New York for his Porsche collection.
Well, he's got a full mechanic fleet, too, because they got to go through and keep everything, all the batteries charged, the engines running, the seals, everything. Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I love some of this car collection.
I mean, I went to that car collection over in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and that's exactly what it was. They said they had a group of guys that came in every week, and they worked on specific cars just to keep the motors not so the motors don't seize up. By the way, this is a very important health topic, and this is very, very good. Making a single change in your diet can cut your microplastics intake from 90,000 particles to 4,000 particles per year.
Whoa. All right. What are they suggesting on that?
Don't drink bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic.
Gosh.
Don't drink plastic bottled water. You know, Voss used to make a really nice glass bottle, and I can't find it anymore.
They're hard to find. They're usually high-end stores. They still are floating around.
They've gone to plastic, too.
Most of them have gone to plastic now because of the cost, because those glass bottles were very – I'm sure they were very expensive.
Man, I recycle those things. I used to buy them by the case. I had 100 of those things in the freezer, and I'd take them with me in the car because it wasn't plastic.
Well, they're a nice size, too.
Yeah, they were perfect. They were like a liter.
Yeah, there's not a lot of companies now that make anything that's in
glass anymore. So if you're at a restaurant – and you order bottled water, you ask them, make sure it's in glass. Here's what it says. Microplastics are everywhere in the beauty products we wear, the cleaning supplies we use, and even the food we eat. Research suggests that these particles swallowed in the grain of rice can harm reproductive, digestive, and respiratory health, potentially leading to colon and lung cancer. In a new scientific paper, three physicians report that switching from bottled water to filtered tap water could, which I don't recommend it. I recommend distilled. You put a couple drops of Aquatrace in there if you'd like. We will reduce your microplastic intake by up to 90% from 90,000 to 4,000 particles per year. This microplastic stuff has gotten really, really bad, Austin. It's in everything now. And all these processing plants, they put the stuff in the bottled water, but the problem is the bottles still contain a little bit of particle plastic from being produced, and then you drink
them. Well, and then some of the worst stuff, too, is it leaches, is if you have these bottled water that sit in a semi-truck container for days and weeks on end and transport, and they get unbelievably hot. The hotter they get,
Here's a warning that we've warned you about before. Microwaving food in a plastic container can increase and release up to 4.2 million microplastic particles per square centimeter in just minutes. Don't ever first of all, don't even use a microwave. I mean, if you have a gas stove, you can literally heat stuff up about as fast.
But I get it. Some people it's convenient. I don't have a microwave in my house, so I have no bone to pick with this. But I do tell people, if you're going to microwave some foods, at least put it in a glass Pyrex. Don't put it in those black containers and the black plastic with the wrap on it. Cut 1-inch slit in the wrap and let it sit there for 5 minutes and cook. Dude, you are just literally loading your food with plasticizers and BPA and all kinds of crap.
It says other recommendations include not storing food in plastic. That's a tough one. Opt for glass or stainless steel containers, which are actually better, but they're really expensive.
If you're going to use Tupperware, try to get the hard, almost like plexiglass-style Tupperware, not the real soft, squishy stuff.
No, you don't want the squishy stuff. It says also limiting the consumption of canned and ultra-processed foods like all these dairy products in these plastic containers. Think about that.
That's true.
Okay?
Milk's almost always in it.
Highly processed foods such as chicken nuggets and dairy products contain 30 times more microplastics per gram than chicken breasts, which basically you cook yourself, highlighting the impact of industrial processing. The world's companies are believed to generate nearly 460 million metric tons of plastic annually. This figure is projected to increase to 1.1 billion metric tons by 2050. Americans inhale and ingest an estimated 39,000 to 52,000 particles per year, one study found. It's actually much higher than that. Microplastics have been detected in human placentas, kidneys, lungs, livers, testicles, and blood, among other organs and tissues. Starting research published last month found that the human brain can contain approximately a spoonful of shreds of plastic in the brain.
A spoonful?
Just in the bloodstream, yeah. Jeez. These particles can damage intestinal cells, trigger inflammation, disturb the balance of bacteria in the gut. In the new paper, the researchers call for more studies on long-term health effects of microplastics and clear limits on their exposure. It's like Teflon. You know, you got Teflon, you got microplastics, you got all of the stuff that we've been using now for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
As of the health in the United States is worse and worse and worse. And Teflon's a forever compound.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go away. Whatever you were exposed to.
Is 9-hex carbon?
Something like that. But I mean, it's like it's so strong. Well, you look at carbon fiber wheels.
Yeah.
I mean,
all the race teams, F1 uses them all there as far as their active air.
Last night when we went to that car show, they had a rim that was
made
out of carbon
wheel.
Fiber. Gosh, that had to be expensive.
It's strong, though. When it's built, when they do the full, as far as the full bake on it, I mean, it's those things, they're strong.
You know, Corvette.
They don't weigh anything.
Corvette came out with those things on their Z06, and I think their ZR1 now.
That's like a $15,000
auction. It's crazy how expensive they are. And then,
I mean, you could pick them up. I mean, it's...
The rim literally weighs a couple pounds.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that if you curb it or you crack it or you damage it, I think they told me it was like $8,000 or $9,000 per rim to get it replaced.
Well, they're track wheels, man. You wouldn't want to ride them on the street with potholes and curbs and stuff like that. It's not a wheel for the street. It's a track wheel. That's what it's for. That way, you're not... You have a full prep track. You're not dealing with giant potholes like we have in Florida here.
Yeah, like I try to drive my
small
truck.
Animal.
I try to drive my truck most of the time, and I even had a cracked wheel on that dog.
Yeah.
Thing. That was a 20-inch rim. I mean,
yeah.
And
on a 35.
On a 35, and I'm like, what the heck is this all about? I'm losing air, and you know, I thought to myself, well, it's the potholes.
Well, that may have been from taking a few shortcuts.
Don't you start on me.
Especially after last night.
It was a wild ride last night, but I wasn't driving last night. He has no way to talk about me on this. I've never seen so many shortcuts.
Hey, shortcuts make the world go round.
Off-road shortcuts, I may add.
We're in Florida. I know all the back ways through all the orange groves through here. The ones that are left, they're almost all gone. This is an interesting article, too. It says 9 benefits of zinc. So especially it's on product of the week right now. I want to cover this so people
zinc is really important.
First off, it regulates gene expression. They said that human genes cannot be changed, but their expression can be regulated. Zinc is intricately involved in this critical process. It affects more than 300 enzymes, influencing metabolism, nerves, digestion, immunity, and physiological processes. This is why it's so important for reproductive health and also repair and recovery, especially if you're exercising and training. It regulates and enhances the immune system. You know all about that. It can directly inhibit the replication of viruses in cells. This is one of the reasons why lysine
it does a good
and
job.
Zinc together. I talked about HSV yesterday. Those two go hand in hand. Zinc and lysine are incredible for that.
I want the ladies to listen to the next one.
Yes. Maintain health of hair, nails, and skin. This is crazy important. Zinc affects the synthesis of protein and has a significant impact on the health of hair, skin, and nails, as well as healing of wounds. If you want to reduce facial acne and grow beautiful hair, you should take extra care to not become deficient in zinc.
It does a lot more than that, too. It really, really, is involved in so many hormonal things.
Yes.
It's so important. And if you want to really reduce your aging process and kind of slow that down a little bit, you can't reverse it, but you slow it way down. Make sure you I've been taking zinc now, Austin, for decades, every day.
It's also abundant in the pituitary gland, which is crucial for producing growth hormones.
And also for producing sperm.
Yep. It's not only related to growth and development of young people. It's also important for middle-aged and elderly people to burn fat and upkeep their muscles and maintain healthy hormone levels, improve taste and smell. I've heard it can do that after COVID. I don't know. Some people have gotten responses on that. They said it can help out with it. And again, that's a hit or miss with it. Acts as an anti-inflammatory antioxidant. It does do that. It says it fights against the cytokine and free radical storms that causes severe symptoms of COVID. It's an essential nutrient for the prevention and treatment of the virus. Also, chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, both induce aging and chronic disease in the body, which zinc helps.
That and B-complex also help to stop gray hair.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I was about to say, that's one that a lot of people ask about as far as gray and hair. And zinc's really important.
I've got a little bit that started on me when I was arrested for going through a seatbelt check wearing my seatbelt 15 years ago.
You don't have much.
I don't have much. But I got a little bit right here, and I'm like, well, I'm not going
to. I mean, you're at 45, we're about to be 46. I mean, it's.
I like being 46.
You know, you only got a little bit. I mean, I know guys in their early 30s.
So that was hair's like, almost completely gray. I was like, you know, 8 years old when I had you, I guess.
Yeah. Also regulates the nervous system. This is important. Neurotransmitters directly affect the regulation of emotions and ability to withstand stress, memory, attention. Zinc deficiency is present in many people diagnosed with various mental illnesses. You mentioned know that.
And I actually didn't know that one.
It's a crucial one because the more I've researched, zinc is really tied in, like you just said, with B12 and B complex as far as with emotional.
I took my B12 this morning.
I know. I have some too. And I had my multiple powder actually because it's loaded with it. And it promotes brain development. This is very important in young children. Also, as zinc is insufficient, brain cell growth decreases, cell death accelerates, which turns into degenerative brain diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
So what it's saying, it really slows down the aging process.
It's important. It's an important compound, and it needs to be taken on a regular basis. 50 milligrams a day is on average.
The other day, somebody asked me, I said, how old are you? I said, I'm 120. Call me.
Maybe you're exaggerating a little bit on that
one. Listen to me. And I said, I just call me Moses. You're not 120. I said, well, no, I'm not 120, but you know, I'm 69.
Yeah.
Why do you keep lying? You're not 69. I said, no, I really am 69. I said, no, you're not. What are you, 52? And I'm like, whatever you want me to be, I can be. I don't care at this point. If I already told you. So I don't exist. I'm not going to argue now.
I keep arguing with you. So funny.
It's true. Funny story.
Oh, man. That's where would my zinc go? But, yes, yeah, so that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring that
up.
But
it didn't say anything about testicular function of sperm about. That sperm motility, very, very important.
Well, it does talk about as far as reproductive and sexual function.
It did say that. I missed it.
It does talk about that here. That's what I was talking about.
The screen went blank.
Yeah, affects body growth and development, reproduction, and sexual function.
Oh,
and it talks about as far as hormones and also talks about pituitary gland. It does not go into detail, though, about as far as with sperm mobility. You are right about that.
Look at that. Whether you're young or want to grow to be tall or strong, you're middle-aged or elderly and want to maintain youthful vitality, zinc is indispensable.
Strong.
I'm going to make sure I take my. I take it all the time. I take it like every day. I take like three, four of them a day.
It's just a standard.
It's just part of it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just what it does.
We do have a small amount in the Ultra Multiple Powder.
We have a lot in there compared to most multiples, but I would take it separately. Oh, by the way, George Soros is now confessing to staging multiple coups in Ukraine and starting the war, now threatening the planet with nuclear Armageddon. Now, I don't believe the planet is being threatened with nuclear Armageddon. I think that's more fear porn, but I thought that was interesting that George Soros, the man that everybody loves, hey, you know, him and Klaus Schwab, those are the two villains. They're the Bond villains.
They are the Bond villains. Goldfinger.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely, you know, crazy. Oh, by the way, MAGA, Donald Trump has now turned against Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the Trump-appointed justice. I mean, he put her in. Put his girl in. The Trump-appointed justice has shifted the court to the right, but she has also angered some of the MAGA world by voting against some of President Donald Trump's priorities. MAGA activists have turned against President Donald's Coney Barrett. Appointed by Trump in 2020, Barrett is a staunch conservative who has joined major rulings in which the court has moved the U.S. law to the right, including abortion and affirmative action. But that's not enough for some Trumpers. Most aggressive supporters who think the former Notre Dame law professor has been a disappointment. MAGA supporters see what the sub call an independent streak as a sign she is sufficiently aligned with or without Trump. Well, you know, wait a minute. These are Supreme Court justices. They're not supposed to be, you know, parroting the person who put them in all the time. They need to be doing what's right in God's
eyes.
Right. That's how I look at it. She's a rattled law professor with her head up her. Ooh, that's awful. Basically, Barrett defenders have, at least I caught myself, Barrett defenders have dismissed the attack, scoffing at the idea that justice conservatism is defined by her decisions aligned with Trump. The anger from Davis' other right-wing personalities with large online following stems mostly from a couple of high recent profiles, 5-4 decisions in which Barrett has been deciding vote. Swift and the vicious reviews poured out from the right-wing Trump-allied figures. This week, Barrett and other justices rejected a Trump administration attempt to avoid paying U.S. Agency for International Development contractors as ordered by a federal judge.
There you go.
Whoa. The DEI and judge, this she probably shouldn't have voted against this one. DEI judge influencer Jack Propespik posted on X suggesting that Barrett was a diversity, equity, inclusion hire, presumably because she's a woman. I don't know if I agree with that. Trump at that time proposed to pick a woman to replace liberal Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ding dong, the witch is gone. I am so glad that was out. Amy Coney Barrett was a DEI appointee, another far-right influencer, Laura Loomer wrote, which I don't really follow Laura Loomer. Her expose featured a photo of Barrett's family. Barrett and her husband have 7 children, including 2 they adopted from Haiti who are black. Even Barrett's brief interaction with Trump earlier this week when he delivered an address to Congress has been scrutinized by the online MAGA set. Look at how Justice Amy Coney Barrett looks at our duly elected president, the man who put her in the Supreme Court. She looks very bitter. Well, you know, I'm not going to say much about how she looks. I'm not going to talk about that, but you guys can read the rest of this article. The problem is this. Anytime people get into the real world and they start dealing with real world issues and real world problems, especially, you know, from a family standpoint, a lot of stuff comes at you quick as a Christian. A lot of stuff comes at you Christian if you're not a Christian, and a lot of people get bitter. That's why we got to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of our life. And we've got to guard the heart, for it is the wellspring of the soul. And we can't allow things to make us bitter and angry all the time. I know people that are unbelievably mad all the time. But, of course, she's a Supreme Court justice, and she's dealing with a lot of crazy stuff all of the time.
So, that's got to be a crazy position. I'm not going to give anybody, you know, a pass on everything. No. But that's also – I can't imagine the amount of – because you got to remember – everybody wants to try to sway your opinion and sway your vote and what they want.
Well, yeah, so
you don't really know who's actually ever your
friend. And that's why our Constitution gives them, you know, basically lifetime appointees.
Yeah.
And I like that, because that way, in the event that somebody tries to push a lot of political pressure on them, they're like, nah, this isn't right. This doesn't go with the Constitution.
The problem you start running into where they can go, and we're going to pull you out of this. If you don't do this, we're going to pull you out of this. You have to do what we have to say. That's the Supreme Court's one of those weird – that's a rough position, dude.
I remember – what was the name of that one guy from a few years ago? He went to that ranch out there in New Mexico. Remember, and they found him dead. Remember
that? Oh, yeah.
That was crazy, the stuff they were involved with that ranch out there.
What was his name? I forgot his name, too.
But he was doing some crazy, wild stuff, and he was kind of going against the flow with a lot of different things, and he ended up basically, you know, being found dead out there. It was kind of
– Scalia.
Justice Scalia
found dead out in West Ranch.
Yeah. You know, oh, by the way, Americans now, and this is something we warned everybody about years ago when everybody was paying their cars, paying way extra premiums. Americans are continuing to fall further and further behind on car payments at the highest rate in decades. Guys, if you bought a car and you're upside down in it, just do the best you can to choke it out and get it back to an equity position. And whatever you do, don't trade it. Really important, because you'll roll that deficit into the next car.
Somebody sent me another video. I wish I had it in front of me. I'd play it. This was a video. This guy, basically, he was a little bit upside down. Listen to this. He was a little bit upside down in a Chevy Silverado and a little bit upside down in a BMW SUV, like $5,000 or $10,000 on both vehicles.
That's more than little for a lot of people.
More than little, but you'll see why I said little. He decided he wanted to be Mr. King when the Hummer EV came out 3 years ago.
He didn't buy that piece of
junk. He rolled all the negative equity into the Hummer EV, paid $50,000 over sticker.
He must have had great credit.
He may not have great credit anymore. Then he goes, so he basically ends up financing this thing for like $180,000.
A Hummer?
Hummer EV with the negative equity and the addendum they put, the $50,000 addendum.
Probably worth 50 grand.
They offered him $75,000 on trade-in. He still owes like $145,000 on it. $70,000 upside down. The guy told him, he said, what can you do? So I can put down like $20,000. He's like, Dude, you're done. You either choke it out and make your $3,000, $3,500 a month payments on it. Or
I knew that one person who basically had filed bankruptcy. And before she filed bankruptcy, and then she had her mother co-sign a loan. It was not the Lincoln Navigator, the one right underneath there.
The Aviator.
And she ended up paying
Lincolns
about,
are great cars, but the resale, don't buy them new.
Well, she ended up buying this one brand new, and she ended up paying like $75,000 for it, over sticker.
$40,000 or $50,000.
They offered her $30,000 for it.
Yeah.
And now she's now her payments are $1,500 a month, and she can't make the payments anymore, and her mom co-signed it. And even though she had filed bankruptcy a few years ago, her mom now would have to file bankruptcy, or they have to pay down the $35,000.
Listen to me when I tell you guys this, and I'm saying this sincerely. If you're in a position, if you're in a tight spot with vehicles, with driving, with payments, try to get into a vehicle that you research. Probably isn't going to be the coolest vehicle. It's not going to be the fastest vehicle. I get that. But get into something that's going to have some long-term resale value, like an Accord or a Civic or a Toyota Camry or Corolla or something that's going to be reliable. Again, it's not always going to be the coolest vehicle on the block, but again, it's going to hold its value a lot more. You know, if you pick up a $25,000 Camry or Corolla, you don't have a whole lot of range to drop. Because at the end of the day, it's still a camera. It's still going to be worth, you know, $15,000, $20,000 on trade, and even after a couple of years.
Not going to lose $40,000, $50,000.
You go buy, like I had a buddy of mine, he just bought himself a 2021 or 22 Escalade, right? Picked it up wholesale.
Bad car to
buy.
Well,
no, he picked it up wholesale. He picked it up for,
it doesn't matter.
He picked it up for $68,000.
It won't matter.
Sticker on it was $130,000. He picked it up almost $70,000 below sticker. And again, in 1 year, it's probably worth about $55,000.
Yeah, it's still going to drop. It may drop another $15,000.
But don't be that first guy that buys these things brand new and you take that $30,000, $40,000 hit, because this is how people get upside down every day. I've been in the automotive industry for a decade now. And I've watched it happen. They want to be the first one on the block with the newest vehicle. They buy it. They finance the whole thing. They go to trade it back in a year and they go, I know you paid $130,000. Sucks for you. We'll give you $80,000 on trade. It's like, I've only had the car 6 months. No, I know. We'll roll the negative equity into another one. They roll the negative equity into another one. And then all of a sudden, it's like this guy with the EV, $70,000, $80,000 upside down. And it's
we had a family member years ago. She had a Honda Civic. She didn't like the car anymore. She traded on a Mitsubishi Galant with the body style changes. She paid full retail for the Mitsubishi, even though it was an old body style. She ended up basically being $10,000 upside down immediately in the car. It broke down on her five times in a year, had it towed in. Then she turned out and traded in on a used Forerunner. It was a Ford. I forgot what it was.
Expedition?
No, I don't remember. It'll come to me in a second. And since she rolled before it was over with, she had about almost $15,000, $20,000 in negative equity.
Yeah.
That fast.
And if you don't want to buy something brand new, I get that. Look to find something about 2 to 3 years old that's depreciated and try to get it certified pre-owned through a dealership that you know. Because what happens is the CPO warranty from a dealership will extend sometimes to a 100,000-mile warranty. So you buy something 2 or 3 years old, it's got 40,000, 50,000 miles on it, but it's still in really good shape. It's got extended warranty to 100,000 miles, and you can get it massively below sticker, way below sticker in some cases now, because the market has softened so up. A lot of those are starting to hit the market.
And
now,
what'll happen is you can actually cash out of the warranty.
Correct.
If you trade it, you get the money back from the warranty that you did not use.
And in most cases, with a vehicle like that, because it still has that certified warranty, it's transferable as well. When you go to sell it, it's already depreciated. You're not going to lose that much money, so it's not going to drop much more.
Well, no, our friend that did that ended up filing bankruptcy on these cars again.
Oh, yeah.
And this happens over and over and over, because you get to a point where you simply get upside down so far you don't know what to do with it anymore.
You can't.
And you're done. And unless you have a cash windfall, inherit money from somebody or whatever, win the lottery, which I don't recommend playing the lottery, you're not going to pay that thing off.
No.
You're done. You're going to be paying it for years and years and years.
Well, and the issue is, too, it also depends on the interest rate now, especially guys people that are upside down like this guy.
I think it was a Ford Explorer.
Yeah. That video that I watched, the guy that was $75,000 upside down in the Hummer EV, his interest rate on that Hummer EV was 10.9. So
Doggy.
Good luck trying to pay that off. So you're on a $150,000 note, you're paying what, pushing almost $1,000 a month.
That money doubles itself. The money doubles itself every 10 years at 7.2%.
Yeah, so, it was on a 6 or 7 year loan though, but still.
Wow.
So I mean, he probably wasn't paying hardly any principal. Paying like, you know, $3,000 a month payment, like only $2,000 was going to principal every month, $1,000 a month in interest every month.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, side note from all these car stuff. I don't know how we got all tied up in that.
We really like cars. We really do.
Well, I have a lot of people come to me all the time asking me about different stuff on cars because I've been involved in the marketing industry and vehicle industry for so long. I try to give people really realistic advice on what you can do with certain things and how you can get into vehicles for little to no money, and you get in the right vehicle at the right time, the right number. You can drive it without really losing a whole lot of money. You don't have to lose $20,000.
You know, Honda Accords and Honda Civics, as long as you didn't wreck them, they held 80-90% of their value for several years.
Well, especially if you negotiate with the dealer. And that's the thing I always tell people. Like, the first number they offer you the dealership, that's a no. The second number they offer you the dealership, that's a no. The third number they offer you the dealership, maybe. And so, again, it's one of those things where you can't sit there and take the first number because the dealerships want to rip you off. They always do. Unless you got a really good rapport of the relationship with the dealership.
And remember, the dealerships still have to make money.
They still got to make money.
By the way, Representative Anna Paulina Luna has now referred four Democratic mayors for criminal prosecution over sanctuary city policies. This is interesting. The mayors of four major cities, Michelle Wu, who's a hardcore liberal of Boston, Brandon Johnson of Chicago, beyond hardcore liberal, Mike Johnson of Denver, and Eric Adams of New York have faced questions from the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on Wednesday for undermining President Donald Trump's mass deportation efforts, which, by the way, we've not seen mass deportation yet. During the hearing, but it hasn't been that long, Representative Luna said she would refer the four mayors to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution, Austin.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty strong. After this line of questioning, it's very clear that the policies that you have implicated are active and alive and well in your cities are a direct violation with 8 U.S. Code 1324, and it is a federal offense. You all speak of broken immigration system, and yet here you guys are aiding and abetting in that entire process, Luna said. Open border policies, which is something that you guys are talking about, hurts people on both sides, meaning the people that are coming here illegally and then American citizens as well. I do not think you guys are bad people, but I think you're ideological misled, which is why, unfortunately, based on your responses, I'm all going to be criminally referring you to the Department of Justice for investigation. And as soon as I leave here, these will be going over to Pam Bondi, Luna said. Wow. You know,
it's wild.
Well, no, you get these sanctuary cities, Austin. They don't do anything.
Nothing.
They give them free housing.
Nothing. And they keep taking federal money. That's the thing. We keep giving them money.
$59 million, that last check, for luxury housing in New York City. Why in the world, if you were an illegal immigrant and you're in New York City, would you ever get a job?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't have to.
You wouldn't have to. You're getting food cards. You're getting free cell phones. You're getting free bus passes. You're getting free housing. And you got to remember, a lot of these people, and I'm not picking on any of them, they just came from an unbelievably horrific third world country in some cases. So now you're living in doggone the Roosevelt. You're in the Roosevelt in New York City.
What you know? Here's what's interesting about that, and this is absolutely a testimony to the United States of America, that we were able to handle an influx of almost 20 million people under Biden
and pay for it all
and give them all free housing. Can you imagine the wealth of our country and the ability we could do if we stopped doing stuff like that and just focus on the people here? Unbelievable.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah. I mean, we can't balance the budget with the Federal Reserve. That's impossible. No. We don't go into detail with that. But what we could do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and start putting debt-free currency. And then we could really have a party.
Yeah.
Be disco all over again in the 70s. It'd be fun.
They'd figure out a way to screw it up.
I never liked disco anyhow. I never could disco. Yeah. Anyway. Now, your mom. Now, she was like a disco champion. She was always disco. She girl could dance.
Yeah, and she wrote Equestrian. She could do it all.
Oh, she could do it all.
And she's in karate.
Yeah, she was a black belt.
She's awesome.
All right, okay, what's next?
Speaking of news, other stories. This is interesting. I'm actually very pleased with this. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said vaccines are off the table for all livestock now. Doesn't matter about this bird flu. They're going to figure it out, but vaccines are not going to be rolled out on animals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said exclusively after President Trump's administration said they're focusing on egg price reduction efforts on repopulating the chicken, that the administration is now ruling out any vaccines for animals against avian bird flu. Now, she didn't say all RNA gene therapy vaccines, period. But as far as avian bird flu, now my biggest question with this, and this is what I would love to ask her, and if you guys can get this answer, I'd love to find out. We just gave Moderna, $152 million grant at the very end of the Biden administration, 2 days before the inauguration, for RNA gene therapy bird flu vaccines. Is that money going to be clawed back? Are they still going to be developing it? I don't know, but I would like to know where that chunk of money went.
Well, what happens is a lot of these guys are contractually obligated to the United States government, and the United States government is contractually obligated to them. It's very difficult to claw back money from a corporation that you've already made a contract with if they've already gone into research and development. It really is.
Yep.
Because from an ethical standpoint, you know, if I order, you know, 100 boxes of Purple Sticks from our supplier,
which for a contract that I get granted,
and then basically they manufacture it, all of a sudden we say, oh, by the way, we don't want those boxes.
Yeah.
That's a problem for the contractor.
Well, and also, too, with the contract, if the government can get out of it. What's interesting, it says right here, it says there's a massive problem with the food supply chain for poultry producers. This has been going on now for 2 years, and it isn't just regulation, all the cost input. It's also massive overregulation from the Biden administration.
There you go.
She goes, they've not been addressing the avian bird flu. Now they're just simply culling everything that basically contracts it. It's what we talked about. One bird and a giant flock of a million chickens.
With a PCR test, it doesn't work.
The PCR test catches H5N1. They go, cull all the chickens now. She goes, the reference to the plan now to combat egg prices. She said, when we roll this out now, the first course is biosecurity. The second is to way to repopulate working so we don't have to kill 160 million chickens, which has been happening the last 2 years.
Think about that. 160 million chickens have been killed in the past 2 years. No wonder eggs are $12
a pound. She said, third is the deregulation. We talked about this. It's not just specific with the bird flu, but it's line speed to some of the plants. She goes on to say here that we announced that we're going to be importing eggs from Turkey now. It's interesting.
We're importing eggs from Turkey?
That's what she says now. That's what she's saying. It said last week with the announcement of the plans to discuss other countries as well. So at least we're having a discussion of, okay, we can't just keep culling tens of millions of chickens.
160 million birds.
That's what she's saying. These numbers keep growing.
You realize how big of a grave site that is?
How do you even get rid of them? Carcasses.
You got to dig a hole 100 feet deep.
From my knowledge, you can't use these carcasses for anything. You can't use them for dog food. You can't use them for anything because they're allegedly infected with H5N1.
And you got to ask yourself a question. Are these farmers or these chicken manufacturers, are they actually being reimbursed for this?
Well, that's one place I saw that they're being given 0% loans to basically populate. How does that help you?
What that does, that allows the Rothschild banking cartel to come in and control chicken production and take over the companies because of default. That's what this whole thing's about. I remember years ago I was in Hawaii. This is way back when. And I remember we talked to a guy who was out there for like 3 months out of the year. And I said, what do you do for a living? And he goes, I'm a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
He says, I've got, 5,000 acres. I said, oh, great. How much milk do you produce?
None. Yep.
And I said, you don't produce any milk? Oh, no, I get subsidies every month because of the fact that they're paying me not to produce milk.
They control it.
Well, why don't you go find something you can actually produce and stop getting subsidies?
Yep.
If you got thousands and thousands of acres. Just saying. It's like ethanol subsidies for corn.
For corn, yeah.
When we've got these huge gas oil reserves everywhere, and these guys are being paid to grow crops to make
ethanol,
which destroys all the
vehicles.
Oh, my gosh. It's a horrible product.
Well, and the thing is, if you have the right vehicle, like I know some guys that tune on E70 and E85, they make cars and they specifically do line systems and pump systems for those. You produce a lot of power on it. The problem with it is majority of average vehicles aren't designed to run on this stuff very well long term, and all the power equipment, lawn mowers, weed eaters, gas mowers, all that stuff. They really, really don't like the ethanol. And so it
dissolves everything. It
dissolves everything.
It's basically corn liquor is what it is.
Well, it needs to be in race fuels as far as that's what they use it for, as far as some of these race cars and pure alcohol. But that's not supposed to be in regular everyday cars.
Oh, by the way, spooked by Trump and Putin, Europe is now rushing to rearm. Good luck with that.
You've
got to pay your own bills now. The European Union's leaders made a rally cry on Thursday to embark on a military buildup that basically fueled the petrochemical race.
We're going to see how this is going to play out now, considering the fact that we're pulling out. I hope we pull out of NATO. They don't try to drag us.
Well, no, the whole thing. The reality is this. We don't need to be spending trillions of dollars a year globally on defense.
No.
Why don't we all just get along and quit arguing about stuff? Just quit being a jerk.
Well, that's what we got Macron the other day. He comes down and he's basically bragging about nuclear armament that France has.
I don't even believe that.
And I'm like, that's bro, so old, bro, go home.
If they even got that. Well, I mean, when you got to marry a dude who's 20 years older than you, who's unbelievably ugly, who some people say is like his dad.
Don't marry, dude.
This is crazy,
if you guys
man.
Need anything, call us up at Team Health Masters.
And he says he's going to rule France like a Greek god. Yeah, whatever, dude. Somebody needs to slap him upside the head.
He looks gay.
He's weird.
If you guys need anything, give us a call. Team Health Masters. Be sure to stock up on your supplements. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy some of the articles we're putting up on the website this weekend. The emails we'll be sending out. Some new specials we got going on this weekend. So check your email. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
And remember, Jesus is always the answer for everything. Continue to pray. And thanks for praying for us. I pray for you. I love you guys.